Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It is Mr. Constant coming to you with the Astro Blast podcast from the Salt Marsh Library, along with my sidekick,
Mrs. Bernard.
Hey, Mrs. Bernard, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, we have a special guest, as we have been, like every week, we have a special guest.
We do.
Today we have a very special guest, and that would be, introduce yourself, young man.
Jackson Marshall.
Jackson Marshall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jackson had a big night the other night, and we'll be talking about that, interviewing him in a moment.
He did. It was welcome, like Jackson. Him and LeBron James this week.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty impressive
that
you got that connection. I love it.
Me.
I love it.
My husband would be proud.
He should be. So, Mrs. Barnes, just a few things, housekeeping items.
Yeah.
We have Millie Vanilli next week, which we talked about last week.
Oh, it's one of my favorite.
It is.
Events.
It's a good one.
It's Wednesday night.
I don't know what time it starts, but
I don't either.
Listen up for announcements and check it out. What else we got going on?
I know in sports, just off the top of my head, I know we have the Division I championship for track and field on Sunday. So that is happening. And I know both teams are very strong. So looking to compete for a title.
That'd be fantastic.
We also have our basketball teams are playing Bedford tonight. Boys are away and girls are home.
Yeah.
And those are big games. And I know specifically the boys game is pretty big in terms of, like, I just heard that our team is undefeated, as Jackson can speak to.
Yes,
and,
he will.
They are 13-1. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Look at me.
So, Jackson, tell us about the game tonight. What should we be looking for?
It's definitely going to be a packed game at 7. We need everyone to go.
Good, yeah. So, Jackson, we did ask you on because you did reach a milestone, and that's a pretty impressive milestone. What happened the other night?
I scored my 1,000th point as a junior at Pinkerton.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Probably most often done by a senior, probably midway through their senior year. So to do it midway through your junior year or just after the midway point is pretty darn impressive.
Yeah, well done, man.
Yeah,
well done.
Thank you.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Just out of curiosity, what was the 1,000th point shot? Was it a 3 or a 2?
It was a 3.
It was a 3. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, Jackson, how tall are you?
I'm 6'9".
6'9". And if you haven't seen Jackson play, get out and watch it. He's impressive, and quite frankly, the whole team is impressive. It's a great team this year, a lot of chemistry, some really good players. There's a lot of depth to the team. But what impresses me most about Jackson probably is that he could probably stand right under the basket and put the ball in the hoop. But he likes to slide outside and shoot threes, and it's a thing of beauty. So really nice job. I love watching you play. It's really good stuff.
He learned it from watching me.
I do appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And you are not just a one sport athlete, right?
No, I play baseball too.
Yeah.
Which sport is your go-to? Like, if you had to choose right now, you could only play one sport.
I don't usually.
I won't let your coach. I won't let your coach know.
I don't answer. I don't usually know.
Like, okay.
When I'm in basketball season, I like basketball.
Yeah,
baseball. I like baseball.
That's good.
Fair.
That's
I
good.
Appreciate that. Are you? What's happening on the college front?
Some people have said I could play basketball. Some said baseball, but I don't have any official like offers yet. But
okay,
hopefully this year.
So are you narrowing that down at all, or just kind of seeing what comes your way?
Yeah, just open to anything.
Yeah, I love that.
It is still early, and you've got plenty of time to make that decision, I'm sure. And they'll come knocking on your door. I'm sure they already
for
have.
Sure, yeah, that's an exciting time.
Well, as far as baseball, I'm going to guess you're a first baseman.
Last year I played left field. And
did you?
Usually I play first and third and
okay.
pitch, but he put me in left field.
Wow.
Last year.
Wow. Yeah. So that means you can run too, huh?
No.
No?
Run for anything.
I thought outfielders could run. See, I'm learning this. I learned this stuff from my husband. I try to absorb it, you know?
Typically that would be the case, but perhaps to get depth in the lineup, they wanted to expand Jackson's role as a left fielder.
Yep, I think that's what happened.
Or now, maybe because he doesn't have to run, he just goes like
no, that's
this
true.
And catches the ball.
He's got
so
reach.
Our people can't see what I'm doing, but yeah, I bet they can visualize.
I know they can't, but if you want to know, I'll describe it. But I will say there's a left field fence to kind of condense the field, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in right field. There's a lot of running out there.
God, no.
At least at our field. Well, that's great. So do you bat lefty or righty?
I'm a righty.
I figured you would be. Good. And what was your batting average last year? Do you know? Do you remember?
I think it was somewhere around .450.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's impressive.
So you're so offensively, you're pretty dangerous, would you say?
I'm all right.
Yeah. He doesn't want to toot his horn. No, that's good.
I like the modesty.
You know what? It's important to be humble, too, because what I always say to my athletes is that that is what keeps you growing as an athlete if you're humble and you want it, right? Because the moment you think you're the best, there's going to be somebody out there that's better.
Absolutely.
So if you stay humble and you keep working hard, you're just going to continue to grow as an athlete.
Jackson, you have quite the following, though, in the stands. You know, as sitting when I go to games, I've been to a few this season, and you know, I listen and I watch the fans because that's what we do as administrators. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I will shout out to our fan base. They've been awesome this year. I've really, really impressed this season with their behavior and their sportsmanship, and they've done a really good job, and we are really proud of that. But you do have quite the following at the game. The kids really love, and they want to see you shoot, and they want to see you score, and I love it.
Yeah, we definitely do appreciate the fans. Obviously, we play to win, but we also play for our fans, so it's really important that they come.
Yeah,
they keep supporting, which is good.
Have you must have dunked a few balls this season.
Yeah, I've dunked a few times. I don't usually get fast breaks, so.
No, I know.
That's missed one last game, though.
Oh, yeah? Missed one?
Yeah, I was in half court. Oh. Some kid jumped, and I just back rimmed it, so.
Wow.
You guys are speaking a language I don't even know. I tried. I tried to stay up with it, but.
Hey, I don't know if this is out of place, but I will say I was at the game against Londonderry, and whew, that was a scary moment, and I know you were involved in that. And I will say, I will, you know, give you a lot of props. You definitely had a face that you were worried about that young man.
Yeah, definitely.
He came out of nowhere in front of you. It was totally not no one's fault. It was just kind of one of those accidents. And, you know, our heart went out to that young man. He gave everything he could, and he hit the ground hard. So I don't know that young. Do you know his name?
Yeah, his name's Connor Williams. I reached out to him on Instagram the day it happened.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Do we have any updates?
He just had a concussion.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So I heard he was
Connor Williams.
He was doing well.
Hey, shout out to Connor Williams, Londonderry basketball. It was it was a tough night, but you guys handled yourselves very well. Everyone did. The fans, everyone. Right. It was an interesting evening to say the least. So I'm glad he's doing okay because it was scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So what else do we get?
I don't know. I feel like we should ask Connor. Connor, let's talk.
Connor. He's Jackson.
My mind just shifted. Sorry. Jackson. Let's shift gears a little bit. Yeah. Let's talk about the classroom.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite class here at Pinkerton Academy this year, we'll say?
I think my favorite class is probably math right now.
Really?
Whoa, he's that one kid.
Wow.
He's the one kid.
I love that. Okay, what math class are you in?
Algebra 2.
All right. Wow. I love algebra. Yes to algebra.
There was a fist bump right there.
Yes.
Who's your teacher?
It was Mrs. Warsman, but she went on leave, so now we're a sub.
Okay.
So it's harder.
Yeah, Mrs. Warsman's a great teacher.
She is.
Just like all our teachers here at the Academy.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that you like math. Good for you.
Thank you.
And I am going to say I peeped on your grades, and you're doing just fine. So to be able to balance athletics the way you do and grades is pretty darn impressive. So keep that up, and, you know, when the colleges come knocking, that's going to be an important piece of that, too.
Yeah, I will for sure. Yeah.
Do you know? So I asked you about like what sport and stuff, and you're unsure. And it's nice to have options. Do you have any idea what you might go to school for?
I kind of want to be a realtor.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, you got to be detail oriented for that.
Yes, you do.
So it does. You know, having a mathematical mind is definitely helpful there.
Where did that influence come from? Is there somebody in the family that's a realtor? Or?
Yeah, my uncle like invested in stocks and then flipped houses and made money like that. So
probably taking some business courses in college would be a beneficial thing. Good.
Do you think you'll stay close or you want to look far away or you have no idea?
I don't really know yet.
Okay.
Whatever really comes my way.
We're not trying to stress you out. It's just
No. There's plenty of time for those decisions.
There sure is.
But it's always good to have a goal in mind, and that's an important message for our students out there.
So,
Mrs. Bernard, do you want to ask that question that you always ask?
No, I do.
I know.
So we're going to put you a little on the hot seat, but it's not too hard. We always ask our guests if they have a shout out for anybody in the Pinkerton community or just in general that they'd like to, you know, say thanks to or just say, hey, great job or whatever.
I'd like to thank my basketball teammates for helping me get to 1,000 points, obviously.
That's true. Yes. It doesn't. You don't do that alone. You got to have the assists.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. It's all about team.
Who are some of the players that you really feel close to on the basketball team? Because it seems like you guys are really a close-knit group.
My closest friends are Aunt Ty, Sean, and Charlie, probably on the team. Yeah. We always hang out, like, outside of basketball.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and they're like all super tall.
And they're super nice kids. They are. They're great,
great
kids. They are.
Agreed.
They're really good kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's nice. So shout out to you guys. Jackson's definitely thankful for what you guys have done. And we are, too, here at Pinkerton Academy. It's it's always a pleasure coming to watch our basketball team go. So, hey, good luck tonight at Bedford. That sounds like a big game.
How many games are left?
I think four after tonight.
Okay, so we're nearing playoffs. That's exciting stuff.
We are.
Awesome. So
and I hope we go deep in the playoffs and all the way to the promised land.
Yeah, so we want to just remind our fans to make sure that we support the teams, go out and see the teams, and do it in a respectful, sportsmanlike way so we can continue to just keep feeding that Astro Machine fire.
Nicely said. Mm-hmm. Hey, it is Sunday night. It is Super Bowl Sunday. Mrs. Bernard, what commercial are you going to be looking for?
Oh, my gosh. I you know what? Doritos always stand out to me, so I hope that they put together something good.
Yeah. Jackson, who do you like in the Super Bowl this year?
I like Kansas City.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Eagles. I'm thinking Eagles in that defense.
I'm just hoping I win on a square. It's like
not that we're gambling. Not that we're gambling.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Not.
You'll win some Oreos, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. All right, folks. Everyone have a great weekend. The weather outside right now is pretty nice.
55, I think. Yeah. Holy moly. Thank you for joining us, Jackson.
Yeah, of pleasure, Jackson.
Thanks for having me.
Good luck tonight.
Good luck tonight, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.